Easter, week 4, Monday, morning prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Easter glory fills the sky, alleluia. Christ now lives, no more to die, alleluia. Darkness has been put to flight, alleluia, by the living Lord of light, alleluia. Mary, Mother, greet your Son, radiant from his triumph won. By his cross you shared his pain, so forever share his reign. Shepherd, seek the sheep that strayed, come to contrite Peter's aid, strengthen him to be the rock, make him shepherd of your flock. Seek not life within the tomb, Christ stands in the upper room, risen glory he conceals, risen body he reveals. Though we see his face no more, he is with us as before. Glory veiled, he is our priest, his true flesh and blood our feast. Let the splendour of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia. Psalm 89. O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth, or the world brought forth, you are God without beginning or end. You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes a thousand years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night. You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades. So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face. All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong. And most of these are emptiness and pain. They passed swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury? Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants. In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune. Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favour of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let the splendour of the Lord our God be upon us. Alleluia. I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia. A Canticle from Isaiah 42. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise to the end of the earth. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord goes forth like a mighty man. Like a man of war, he stirs up his fury. He cries out, he shouts aloud, he shows himself mighty against his foes. For a long time I have kept my peace. I have kept still and restrained myself. But now I will cry out like a woman in travel. I will gasp and pant. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbage. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind in a way that they know not. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will turn darkness into light before them. Alleluia. The Lord has power to do whatever he will. Alleluia. Psalm 134. Praise the name of the Lord, praise him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to his name, for he is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, and Israel for his own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever he wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From his treasuries he sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders he worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in their greatness he struck, and kings in their splendour he slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on his people their land he bestowed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has power to do whatever he will. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 10. It is on your lips, it is in your heart, meaning by that the message of faith which we preach. You can find salvation if you will use your lips to confess that Jesus is the Lord, and your heart to believe that God has raised him up from the dead. The heart has only to believe if we are to be justified, the lips have only to make confession if we are to be saved. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the good shepherd. I feed my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us. So his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us, that free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the good shepherd, I feed my sheep, and I lay down my life for them. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to the Father whose glory was displayed in the death and resurrection of his Son. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. God, Father of light, you have illumined the world with the glory of Christ. May the light of faith shine in our lives today. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Through the resurrection of your Son, you have opened our way to everlasting life. May our work today be filled with the hope of your kingdom. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world, set our hearts on fire with his divine love. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. By hanging on the cross, your Son won our lasting freedom. May he stay with us today as our Saviour and Redeemer. Lord, enlighten our minds and hearts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God and Father, through your Son's self-abasement, you raised up the world when it lay prostrate. You have rescued your faithful from enslavement to sin. Fill them with a holy joy, and give them happiness forever. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.